listening to Merkaz al-Sahaba, the voice of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, we beseech thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deceptions of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Amin. Ya Rabbal Alameen. It is indeed only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala that today, the 16th of Rabi'ul Awwal 1442, we present to you the report back of last week's activities. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us, Wa amma bi ni'mati rabbika fahaddith. As for the bounties, favors of Allah which He confers upon us, we must announce it, pronounce it, and attribute everything to Him, not to ourselves. Hada min fadli rabbi. It is the grace of my sustainer, nourisher, provider. And Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, man lam yashkurin nas lam yashkurillah. The person who has not thanked humanity, in reality, has not thanked Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. Authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. MashaAllah, last week Monday, MashaAllah, that we find all the programs went well. And with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah, Tuesday we had a flight from Johannesburg to Durban. So MashaAllah, one of the students that come here on Thursdays, they're coming now for years, and now after lockdown we teach them once a week. So Brother Khalil, so he sends his driver. So after Zuhur Salat, 1 o'clock he was here. And thereafter we left at about 1:15, so 2:15 we were there at the airport, and mashallah the flight was on time, 4:30 we arrived in Durban, 5:30, and we read Asr Salat everything here at the Johannesburg airport. And Hafiz Muhammad Bassa was there to pick us up, and mashallah when I looked at the car, he came with a brand new Porsche, 2020 sports model, the big one. So I asked him, Bassa, whose is this? So he said, no, my brother Ahmed Tahir's car, he's gone for holiday. I said, okay, so I have to use this. He said, yes. So I said, very good, we will use it. This is all Allah Ta'ala's mercy, that what Allah Ta'ala sends to us, what we never dreamt about. So anyway, from there we went straight to Stenger, because our first program was Stenger. So mashallah, we just made it in time for Maghrib there, and our host there was brother Naseem Timol, he and his family. Few years ago they were with us there in Umrah, and Allah Ta'ala keep the muhabbat. Then there's two other brothers, one is in Stenger and one is in Marisburg, Muhammad Mangera and Imtiaz Mangera. Allah Jalla Wala reward them as well. Our brother Naseem Timol, mashallah, his father-in-law also is Mangera, Haji Abu Bakr Mangera. So mashallah, the program was there in the big Jummah Masjid, Jami Masjid, and that was there in Stenger. And Maulana Musaji, mashallah, was the MC, so there was Kirat and there was Naat and so forth. And thereafter I spoke, and the first topic that Tuesday night was Irahasat. So the extraordinary events that took place prior to Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the honorable birth of the Master alayhi salatu salam. And mashallah, the crowd also was good there. And thereafter Isha, many people we met, Afiz Desai and others. The Stenger has lost ulama in the past 3-4 years, Mufti Bashir Ahmad passed away, Rahimahullah. Mohan Tutla passed away, Rahimahullah. Mohan Apadia passed away, Rahimahullah. Now Mohan Pandor passed away a few months ago. Allah Jalla Wala grant all of them Jannatul Firdaus. Remember what great service they render to Stenger and Natal and South Africa and the Ummah. So therefore, we should always make dua for such people there. The vacuum they leave behind, you know. Allah make it easy for their families and grant them Sabri Jamil. MashaAllah, after Isha, we went there to Brother Naseem Timur's place and invited many people, MashaAllah. And the person who read the Naat Sharif was Mufti Talha. Beautiful, melodious, beautiful voice. I asked him where he was all these years. He said he was studying in Dalum in Springs and he was teaching there. He was there for 14 years, 6 years studying, another 6-7 years there teaching. So I said, MashaAllah, that he read beautiful, beautiful. Allah Ta'ala reward him also. And then by the time we came back and so forth, it was late, you know. Then I made arrangements that normally I go there to the Umslanga Masjid, you know. But I have to do the program while they're driving, and sometimes it's Dr. Junaid Arbi, sometimes it's my brother Zakir Muhammad, and so forth. So I told everybody, I'm not coming to the masjid, I'll read Salat there. They open a new musalla there, MashaAllah, in Umslanga, and just 1 month. So when I went down, 4 o'clock, I was there, because the program with Mohan Arafat is going to start at 10 past 4. So I entered through the wrong door, and now I'm on side, the other side is the God. So he's telling me, you can't enter here. That gate will only open 7 o'clock. So I said, leave that, Baba. Mina lo fundis, mina funa tandaza. I'm the, you know, they say fundis. We don't have priests in Islam, so I'm like the scholar, and I have to go and pray, and I'm from Johannesburg. And so he looked at me, he said, okay. Then he phoned, must be his chief, and then they opened for me, but he showed me from tomorrow, next day, you must come this way, that way, and all. So alhamdulillah, then I did the interview there, and you know, there the mall, and there's so much music playing in that part of the morning, but alhamdulillah, I speak loud so that we just kill that music sound, nothing comes out, inshallah. And thereafter that we, you know, did the program, and mashallah, namaz day was 20 to 5 for that Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So mashallah, very nice musalla. One section they got for men, one for women, and some Transvaalers were there also. My one student more, Yusuf Burgers, I met him there. And then there was another Kaka brother from Klaksdorp also. So like that, lot of people are there, GP and, you know, Transvaal, old Transvaal. Now you will see Gauteng and Mpumalanga and Limpopo and all those there. So anyway, we must remember that. So it's good in this sense for the Musafireen and people who are travelers. They have all these facilities and so forth. Allah Ta'ala reward them. So that was Wednesday now, and now we made program Wednesday, we're going to do 3-4 things. Number one, my brother-in-law, she got 10 brothers, 5 passed away, 5 alive, and now he's the eldest, he's 92 years old, Islamically, and motorbike, so Haji Ahmed, you know, so she had to go and visit there, and I said, I must go visit by my ustad, Hafiz Dimalia, so we went together there, we spent an hour, mashallah, by my honorable ustad, Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia, Hafizullah, and I asked him, Hafizab, now, you know, I need to get everything that about Hafizab in order. When, Hafizab, you started teaching Hifz, 1965, with 2020, 55 years. So who can do that? Only people who are lovers of Quran. خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَأَلَّمَا. The best of you are those people who learn the Quran Sharif and you teach it to others. So I started by Hafzab in 68 and finished in 70 in Heidelberg with Allah's help and mercy. I was the first student to finish with Allah's help there in Heidelberg by Hafzab. So Allah Ta'ala reward all our teachers and especially Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia, Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haqsab, and all our other teachers. And then we went, before that we went to my niece's place there, Hafiz Umar and MashaAllah Nazira and them there. One son is Hafiz, he's Hafiz also, Hafiz Umar, MashaAllah. And we had, you know, lunch and everything. I went for Salat there to the 45th Cutting Masjid, because Hafiz's house is just opposite there. So but I missed the Jamaat and all that, so I read Salat on my own. So anyway, so that I like to go to this Masajid there, different masajid, you see the different notices and so forth, what's going on and so forth and so on. And that was now Wednesday. So mashallah, that my wife visited her brother, we visited our teacher, we visited our family, my niece and everything. And thereafter, I came back there to my niece's place, because now I said to come back to North Coast is far, let me just stay there at night there. Now Wednesday night was Avondale program, all the programs after Maghrib. So we were there before Maghrib, mashallah. And thereafter that, you know, we had good program regarding the Miladun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What happened that early morning, Subah Sadiq, 4:35, 4:40, and 20th April 571, the Gregorian calendar, 12 Rabiul Awwal. So on all those details, and anybody wants all this, so it's on the website. You just go to Mufti A.K. Hussain, AKHOOSEN.net, and you will find everything there uploaded, mashallah. Or you go to Markaz Sahaba, MarkazSahaba.com. All the lectures you will find in the programs there. Thereafter, Wednesday night, mashallah, we went to Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and their residence, and his father, mother, all of them, family members were there, and Haji Muhammad Hussain was there. Haji Ahmad Tahir was gone to, you know, Pumalanga side for holiday. So that it was a nice, not big, a lot of people, few people there, and very nice Samil, they was there, mashallah. So Allah Ta'ala reward of Haji Muhammad Ikhlas, his parents, his wife, family, children, all of them, they go out of the way. Allah Ta'ala increase their capital as well in this world and the year after. In this world can be material things, year after with all the good deeds as well, inshallah. By the time we reach home again was late then, mashallah. That's now Wednesday night. So Thursday, so I said now there was janazah and all that in Marisburg, so I have to go there, you know. So anyway, remember that. So Thursday morning then Haji Muhammad Ikhlas told me, this one uncle is very sick, you know, we must go there. I said fine, so on my way out I'll meet you and then we go. And that is Haji Yusuf M. Amod, who just passed away this morning, and janazah was today after Zuhr. Allah Jalla Wala grant him Jannatul Firdaus, grant the family Sabre Jameel. We met the son and the family and all of them. So we made dua as well. Allah Jalla Wala grant all our marhumin Jannatul Firdaus. Always read Surah 14, verse 41. Rabbana ghfir li wa li walidayya wa lil mu'minina yawma yaqumul hisab. Oh beloved Allah, forgive me. Forgive my beloved parents and the believers, the day the reckoning is established. And another dua also you must learn from the Quran, chapter 59, verse 10, Surah 59, in the 28 Jews, 28 Subara, and that is verse 10, رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ. Oh Allah, forgive us. Forgive our brothers, sisters, all who pass away before us with Iman. So always try and read these duas. Allah Jalla wa la grant our Haji Yusuf Amo Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. I reached exactly Zohar time there by my niece and them, mashallah. Our brother Yunus Muhammad married to my sister's daughter there, and mashallah that the son is becoming the Hafiz also, two of them. One is becoming Alim also, Ridwan, other one is Salman, mashallah, and a small Rehan. So mashallah, they're all Buzruks, I think, you know. So Allah make them pious and so forth. So I just reached there and it was Zohar time. So Masjid al-Salihin, we read Zohar Salat. And now my niece's father-in-law, Haji Ibrahim Muhammad, he was known as India. Anybody you ask in Marisburg, they call him India because he was born in India. So he passed away about two and a half weeks ago. And he was very old, 85, 86. Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus. His son, Hafiz Ismail, in Jeddah for past 25 years. So we are family and we have very good contact also. So I said, no, I must go to the house. So we spent time there and, you know, met the whole family, made dua and everything. And it was hot, Peter Marisburg. The car was showing 37, 38 degrees. I went with that Porsche, you know. So, sports and everything. It was very nice, I must say. So, first time in my life, I drove 2020 Porsche. Other Porsche we drove, but not 2020. So, anyway, so all these things here with Allah's help and mercy. So, all that happened. And now I have to rush back. So, I said that from there, I will go to Ispingo Beach to my sister's place, because the program Thursday night is there in Beer Bank. So alhamdulillah, then Asr time I was there in Ispingo Beach, and you know, we met some ulama and some students and all of them. One Jamaat was there from Lens, from our Jami Masjid. So they were very excited to see me. I said, no, I just came here for Taziyat and so forth. So Allah Jalla wa Ala grant them Jannatul Firdaus. I even went to our late uncle Baker's place, you know. So Baker Transport, he passed away, but nobody was there. But anyway, Allah Jalla wa Ala grant our Haji Abu Bakr also Jannatul Firdaus. And Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all the marhumin. So I said, while I'm in Marisburg, let me go to all these houses as well. That night then, before Maghrib, we were there, my nephew, Maulana Ismail Kareem, there in our Avondale, mashallah, our Maulana Randeri, Ibrahim Randeri, he was the MC, and the program went well with the mercy of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. And thereafter, that Thursday night, so now we were there in Mirbank Masjid, mashallah, the Mirbank Masjid, they made it very nice, you know, and new carpets and everything, so you feel very, very, it's very impressively done, mashallah. They call it refinery masjid, so masjidu tazkiyah. So mashallah, there we spoke about the ghazawat, the life of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Medina Munawwara, and from the first year, second year, right till the 11th year, every important incident, event that took place. So we highlighted that with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and thereafter, mashallah, that we also took lessons from them. So Mona Ismail Kareem called one youngster to read Kirat. Mona Muhammad Patel is there as well, doing great work also. He and Mona Ismail are very busy. So Mona Muhammad Patel taught the youngsters there how to read the Durood Sharif, Salawat upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam correctly. And then there were about 15 or 18 of them, something like that. They qualified like that. So they gave them small prizes and so forth. So that's good. So incentives, you know, he's got Hifz class, and now you teach the people to read Durood Sharif, Salawat correctly. Our people sometimes make mistake between seen and sword. Salim, and you know, Salim is with the seen, and Swalli is with the sword. So how to pronounce all these words correctly, properly. So mashallah, well done by the ulama there. And mashallah, then we went to the family there. Now if you know South African history, there was one alim, and Maulana Subhanallah, it was his name, Rahimahullah, you know. So very great alim, Maulana Qasim Sema, Rahimahullah, our principal used to speak about him. So you know that his son is Habibullah, and he all passed away. So we know the family, and I know the brothers and all of them, Brother Shokat and Maulana Jamil and all of them. So, and by Habibullah's son is Imtiaz. And so the one brother is there, mashallah. So he at his son's house, Amanullah. So mashallah, we had the meals and all. So I was sitting next to him and told him, give me the whole history now of your family. So mashallah, his father did a lot of work, you know, and they were in a havoc. So they spent lot of many years there, and then all that happened. So mashallah, he passed away. Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus. And wonderful that ikram and you know hospitality, Allah Ta'ala reward all of them, and so many people came there as well. So thereafter, mashallah, then I had to go from the north, south coast to the north coast, and that was now late at night again, so Thursday night, and then Friday morning again, some advices day in the musalla. Every day we're giving some advices, and thereafter that, now because Friday is a hectic day, so after breakfast and so forth, so then, you know, freshen up, and then we go to the studio. So I love to go to the studio when we have Jummah there at the Glennon Road Masjid, the Sufi Masjid, because it's directly opposite one another, 1 minute walk it is. So I arrived there, mashallah, before quarter to 11, 5 to 11 or so, and Hafiz Muhammad Basar took me there. So because I dropped my wife there by Haji Muhammad Ikhlas place, and then from there we went to the studio. Because nowadays the Adhan goes at about 5 past 11 South African time in Mecca, 5 past 12 there. Sheikh Sudeis gave a good khutbah because of what happened in France and all these places regarding the bay'adbi and the insults, Allah forbid, Allah forbid, that were against Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Islam and so forth by the French and their president la'anahullah. So remember this. So we must always stand up for the honor and defense of the master alayhi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he read the salah, gave the khutbah, read salah, then after we translated it, made dua, the announcements and everything. So mashallah, Hafiz Hussain Wadi made the coordinator, Allah Ta'ala reward him. And we find that he made all the arrangement with Hafiz Uwais, you know, Hafiz Uwais Sufi. So they told me 10 past 12 is Adhan. So mashallah, before the Adhan, we were already inside the masjid. And we were, or just the Adhan was going on and we came. And then was sunnats and so forth. And my brother Dawood was there only. Mashallah, he was at all the venues and with the sound and so forth. Allah reward him. In our Durban studios there in the West Road. So you will find our brother Dawood Monli, the engineer, is there. Maulana Khalid Yaqub is there, mashallah. Maulana is doing sterling work, Allah reward him. And now we have a new reception, mashallah. Our brother Yusuf Ahmed Meter, so mashallah, so we met him also. So Allah Ta'ala accept all their efforts and so forth. So there I spoke about Hukukun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the rights Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has over us. And mashallah, I had about 25 minutes or so to speak, you know. So it was, alhamdulillah, enough time just to cover everything. Very, very good crowd there as well. Allah, all the places, mashallah. And day after, we had to go to Haji Muhammad Ikhlas's residence. Mashallah, about 200 people there, ulama and huffaz and imams and businessmen and so forth. And I met so many people there, some ulama of the Jamiat Natal and so forth. Maulana Muhammadi, Maulana Abdullah Khan, I met him the previous night, and you know, Maulana Asmal and Shabir Asmal was there, and so many ulama were there. And I met one of my old students, Maulana Azim Khatib. MashaAllah, Maulana Azim Khatib today has the most senior position in the prison board, you know. He is the chief chaplain. So let's use that word CC, chief chaplain. So then he's doing great, great work. Remember that. So sometimes, you know, I asked him when he graduated. He told me in 89. And from then, mashallah, he's busy with all this work here, you know. So past from 90 till now, past 30 years. So Allah Ta'ala accept all their khidmat. And Mashabir Asmal also is very active in the prison and so forth. Allah Ta'ala accept everyone who's doing something for the upliftment of Islam and teaching the people the correct belief and structures and so forth. After lunch and so forth, then Hafiz Basa, myself, my wife, we said, told Hafiz, our brother Dawood Monli, he doesn't have to come. Hafiz Basa will handle all the programs there in Port Shepston. So, mashallah. So, our host there was Haji Musa Manjra. Always is our host there. Allah Ta'ala reward him, reward his family, Aunty Zarina and all of them. They go out of the way. And you know that even when I was at CII for about 12 years, 14 years, something like that, consecutively, I have to go for 15th of Shaban there to Port Shepston. So, many people know us there. And then Maulana Ayub is there, Maulana Ayub Ovi, my wife's nephew, and he's very good with all the sound. My student is there, Maulana Imran Kamisa. He's from there from 94. So I told him, from when you here? He said 90. I said, oh, from democracy. So easy. So mashallah, he's doing sterling work there as well. And then the one Maulana Red Anad there, wonderful. And Maulana Usman, I think his name, and beautiful he read. And then I spoke about Wafatun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the demise of the master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And thereafter supper, and Haji Musa, when I go, he always calls the one brother from India that come give this person a massage. So very nice massage. While giving massage, Musa, I fell asleep. So anyway, you must remember, very, very good for us to go to Port Shepston. So that night also, Hafiz Basa slept by his family. I was there. And then Saturday, we came back from there to the Spingo Beach, met the family, had lunch there and so forth. Salat. And then our flight back, mashallah, so we read Zohar Salat there in Ispingo Beach, and there Asr we read there in Durban, and Maghrib we were here in Johannesburg Airport, and Isha we were here in the Khanka. So it's the last Isha, 8:30, you can get your Jamaat. So everything worked out well. And then yesterday after Fajr, we went for the Majlis, and Qari Rafika Turani was there. We studied together. He was ahead of us by 2-3 years. So we know them as well. My niece is married in that family as well. So anyway, and thereafter I spoke about the rights of Nabi alayhi salatu salam, and in Urdu, and about how we must defend. And then after that, Maulana Burhan spoke, Hazrat Mufti Sahib spoke, and it was just elaboration, and then the dua. And in the afternoon, then we had a wonderful Q&A with our brother Hafiz Hussein Wadi, mashallah. Allah Ta'ala reward him also, and the whole team. And at night, then mashallah, I was so tired, but then when I went for Asr, and then I was reading, I normally read Quran Sharif from Asr to Maghrib here in the masjid. So then one Jamaat, all students, so they caught me and they say, please give us a talk. So I say, from where you come? They say, Potties, Port Khitasras. I say, oh, my friend is there, Qari Abdul Hamid. He said, yes. So Qari Abdul Hamid was our Imam in Heidelberg, so I know him well. He reads very well also. So mashallah, then we gave them a talk last night there and so forth. So we were very, very tired, but alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala reward the capital group, our Haji Muhammad Ikhlas. Allah Ta'ala reward everybody who hosted us, Haji Musa Manjra and family and everybody else. So it was a very, very good trip. May all, meeting my Ustad, Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia, and you know, so always students, never forget this. You can become what in life, but never forget your parents, never forget your teachers, and then you will go far, far in life, first and foremost, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa arina manasikana wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Next up we have Sheikh Zakaria in the mercy of Allah. 3 to 3:35 or so will be the Q&A that we had this morning with Maulana Arafat. Thereafter Brother Alamin Templeton with the business news and views till 5:30, and then 5:30 to 7 Maulana Khalid Yaqub inshallah. 7 to 7:30 will be the tafsir we did today, Surah Fatir. 7:30 to 8, Maulana Yunus Patel, Rahimahullah. 8 to 10, the Q&A with Maulana Arafat, Atiyah, and myself live, inshallah al-Aziz. 10 to 11 will be the lecture by Sheikh Anwar al-Awlaki. Barakallahu feek. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You are listening to Markaz al-Sahaba, the voice of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jamaah.